This week on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome to part two of our conversation about investigating the dead with Joe Campbell. Let me ask you this. When you go into a situation like that and you're getting to be aware that this is probably not her deceased mother that's hanging out in the house, but it's something else. You're having voices come up on your initial recording of touring the house, you know, saying they're coming. Yes, they are. You know, get out, things of that nature. What makes you feel, and I don't know if there's an answer to this, but it's just an opinion-based question. What makes you feel like you are the individual that's qualified to deal with something like that? Are you going in simply to get evidence and to confirm to the homeowner that, yes, in fact, you're not alone, this is happening, we're some other people here too, we can commiserate and say, you're not crazy, this is happening? Are you going in with the mindset of, I'm going to exercise this out of the house? Are you going in with, I'm going to get some more evidence so someone else who has that ability to exercise it out knows what they're getting into? You know, obviously, it's very... I totally understand the curiosity when you walk into something like that. But are you ever feeling overwhelmed? And what makes you feel qualified to go in and deal with something like that versus, you know, something that seems to be a little less hostile?
Yeah. As for investigators, we're not qualified to get something out like that out of the house.
Sure.
You have to. I have more access to somebody that could take care of that than she would.
Okay.
She was, you know, she was like, I believe she was in her 60s. And I cannot, like I explained to her, I cannot get this out of your house. This is way beyond me. I'm there for validation that something is in this house, something is there that is either hurting you or whatever it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically running roughshod in her house and doing what it wants to do. So basically, you know, you get a hold of somebody that's more qualified, more that can help with that sort of situation. You know, say, yeah, I can't get it out of anybody's house, but I can go investigate it and I can validate that, yes, you do have something in the house.
And then what is it? What's the plan from there? Once you are able to validate these individuals that, yeah, this is going on, here's the evidence I found. They obviously don't want to continue to live with it, but you've brought some validation to them. What's the step beyond that for them?
Well, the step beyond that, you know, that's like at that time I didn't have like a psychic medium or anything like that. So I was, like we said, we called a demonologist and we talked to him and he heard the voice and he was like, oh my God, this. And he was willing to come out to this woman's house.
Sure.
To take care of whatever. Or, you know. So we went the second time and she was already packed up moving out. And I haven't heard anything from her. I haven't heard anything from whoever lives in that house now. Hey, you kind of question, like, so was it the house itself or was it her?
Sure. Well, you have to wonder, you know, I mean, that's something, I mean, when you have something like that going on, do you do anything? Do you ask anybody to get, you know, obviously a psychological evaluation is not going to reveal something of like, yes. And they also have the ability to throw their voice across the room, indiscriminately and to show up on voice recorders, but you can't audibly hear it while you're doing it. Like that's not part of, you know, something that's going to show up there. That's not a skill that individuals have, but do you ever do anything where you ask for some medical background, some medical history, or to get evaluated just to be sure? You know, you are dealing with someone who is in their right mind, and not someone who is, you know, maybe suffering from something.
We don't ask for all that. I mean, you could tell she had a hard life.
Sure.
Basically, it's intuition. It pretty much just go in there. You can you can tell what kind of person that person is.
Yeah.
If they had a hard life, or if they had a good life, or. You know, are they poor? Are they rich? Are they, you know, so on and so on. You could pretty much tell. And then we discuss it afterwards. It's like, she's had a hard life. I mean, yeah. I don't know what she got into, but, you know, she had a rough life.
And sometimes,
I mean, you can tell.
Sometimes negativity will follow negativity. So, and I'm not saying everyone who has a rough life is a negative person by any means, but if you're suffering from trauma or some sort of thing, you know, it seems to invite darkness in, you know, whether you want it or not. And then trying to find your way out of that hole can be very, very difficult. Do you ever feel danger when you're investigating a property like that, where it's warning you to get out? It seems very dark. It seems very ominous. You've used the word demon in this example. Are you ever feeling like, you know, this is beyond me? I know I can't get rid of this thing. I know I'm just kind of being, my example I would give would be almost, you know, you go to the doctor's office and before the doctor sees you, typically, a nurse practitioner or somebody may come in first and, you know, you explain everything to them and then the doctor comes in for 2 minutes and then boom, here's your pills. You know, that's the exorcist this story. You're the one who's like trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Do you ever feel that you're in danger by putting yourself into some of these situations?
No.
Why is that?
I have never felt going into somebody's house or apartment that I was in any sort of danger. I guess everybody has their different kind of perspective and looking at things.
Yeah.
With different feelings, different outlook of something. Like,
sure.
I can't go in there. It's, you know... It's like something's telling me not to go in there. I have never felt like that before. I mean, it's, you go in, and you basically want to do the best job as possible as you can, regardless of your fear, to help the homeowner or the renter or whatever. And I never try to throw my people into a situation they don't want to be in.
Sure.
So, yeah.
You had mentioned earlier that in an investigation, I'm not sure if it was this one or not, that someone brought something home with them. I mean, that in itself seems like a very scary proposition of what exactly followed them home. Can you expound upon that a little bit?
Sure. Franklin Castle, that was at Franklin Castle.
Okay.
Franklin Castle is known for having like a dark entity there. Not sure what it is. I really don't know, but he basically didn't feel right for like maybe a year or so. And so he, woman called him out of the blue. She's a medium. And she's like, I need to talk to you. And he's like, well, why you need to talk to me? Well, you have something attached to you. I need to talk to you. I want to get rid of it. It's in your soul. So he went and talked to her. He didn't say nothing about Franklin Castle, didn't say where he was, when this happened. And basically she sat there and she said, you were at Franklin Castle and something entered your soul and was trying to take it. And he was like, what? So basically, he's like, okay, well, you know, you got to prove to me that, you know, you're legit here. So she like in a room, she would make the temperature change on its own. I don't know if there's a trick for all that or anything, but basically she drew it out. She got it out of him, if I want to use the words correctly.
Yeah.
Got it out of him, and he's feeling much better now. So,
was he aware that there was something that was attached to him, or did he suspect anything?
I think he suspected it, but I'm not really sure he knew that there was really something there.
Sure. I mean, right. Anyone can go, you know, and it's like, well, I'm just having a string of bad luck, or, you know, everybody has ups and downs in life. So Do you attribute it to the investigation you just did, or you just attribute it to, well, that's life, you know? But when it can be attributed, that's one thing. You said that you employ all different methods of trying to get evidence, of trying to bring out ghosts in or spirits or entities in an investigation. Let's talk about that a little bit. And I apologize if I didn't phrase it exactly how you did. I'm just trying to reiterate what you had said. And if I didn't correctly, please correct me. When you say that, are there limits to what you do when you're trying to bring an entity out? Is there ever like, you know, we can do this, but we don't do that because we find that one tactic is just not, it's not prudent, it's not safe.
Yeah, like Ouija boards. We don't use Ouija boards. We don't use them. We use different kind of tools. We have the obelisk. We have a spirit box. We have K2 meters. We've got all the fancy gadgets we can use. But the best thing to use is what you have in your own head, in your mind. What can we do to get the best evidence to see if something is there? Basically music. Like if you basically, if you go back from their time frame to where they lived, basically all they had was music, newspapers, and your neighbors, if you really think about it.
Sure.
So you got to really think about what you, so, you know, you get the history of what time they lived. And what music they'd play around the house, or they would play. And you find the most popular music at that time, which that's what YouTube's good for. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, whatever platform you can listen to music on. And you play it through the house. You play it through the house or the man or wherever. And man, Tony, I've seen houses come to life like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it was insane. It's just because you go in and ask questions and you get responses, but then all of a sudden it stops. It's like they know what you're doing. We know what you're doing, so we're going to quit talking to you. Mm-hmm. But if you go a different way, they will respond again. So, or role play.
Yeah.
You know, you could do a role play where, like, let's say you're in a jail which I'm a volunteer at the jail out here. It's an old haunted jail that we have. And basically we were down in the drunk tank. And I had two investigators. One acted like the CO and the other one acted like the prisoner. And they'd send him down to the drunk tank. They slammed the door on him. He's like, get in the cell. And they start arguing. And then they quit. And they quit talking. And over the recorder, you can hear, cut him.
Yeah. So it's more so setting up an atmosphere that they're familiar with than it is than it is just the conversation. What's your opinion on investigators who jump into the world of investigating and almost kind of go into the taunt area and insult area and trying to draw things out that way?
Yeah, you should not do that ever. That's very harmful. I mean, if you start taunting, let's say you're running through the house and you're cussing and you're just raising hell and just upset. What do you get out of that? You really don't get a lot out of that.
No.
And you really don't. And if you do that in a private home, man, you don't have to live there. That person still has to live there. So that could really enrage whatever is in this home even more to do worse things. And it gives you a bad, you know, just like, don't call these guys because these guys run through the house. They run roughshod. They get vulgar. You cannot do that. That's
true.
It's just terrible.
Well, it's the same principle of if you were trying to communicate with a human being who's alive that is very despondent, you can't run around and swear at them and threaten them and expect to get results. And I think sometimes that's what we forget about it when we come to paranormal investigating, or some people forget about, is that principle is like that's not how you would communicate with a person. You want to make someone feel comfortable so they can open up. And you're exactly right with what you're talking about earlier. Music is one of the most effective ways of making someone feel comfortable when they're alive, and it turns out when they're deceased as well. If suddenly they can start hearing some of their favorite songs, you know, and you're there, okay, hey, I want to come out and at least hear the song, and maybe if I have to respond to you, I will, you know? So
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also a dangerous thing too, though. So you kind of got to, really think about what you're doing, because I was in the women's parlor at Prospect Place and I was playing old Abraham Lincoln songs or Civil War songs, because it's an Underground Railroad and it was around that time that house was brand new.
Yeah.
So I started playing these songs in the women's parlor and my equipment was just off the hook. I mean, it was like Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, so this is amazing. So I leave the room for a minute and I come back and it felt like my whole body is just like little needles all over my whole body. Like almost like like electricity going through my body.
Sure, like static electricity.
I was like, oh God. So I went outside to try to get it off of me, because I knew something got a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and it was gone, but what happened was it followed me home. And it didn't make itself known, basically, towards me. But, you know, it's like my wife had seen different things in the house. Like, thought she saw shadows, or mm-hmm. she thought she'd seen something move. And so I move into my new house. And my medium comes over and she looks in. She said, why do you have a pregnant woman in your kitchen? I was like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? Well, what had happened at Prospect Place was the original owner, his first wife died in childbirth. So supposedly she's standing in my kitchen holding her stomach crying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I was like, okay, I had a hard time believing in this. So, okay, which place did it come from? She picked out Prospect Place. Yes.
When you have something like that that's followed you home and you picked it up at another location, how do you rid yourself of it?
Well, she's my, because my medium, you want to get a hold of a medium to take care of this, because the one I have, her name is Cassie Glancy.
Mm-hmm.
She came to the house and she got rid of a few things in her house that should not have been here. Like the original owner of the house, this house is built in the 30s and he was still here. He was still here. He was upstairs. And my wife was sitting at home one day and she was babysitting two dogs. They were upstairs and they were barking. And she heard a man yell, "Shut the F up!" Like, she was like, "Oh my God."
Mm-hmm.
So she called her and she came over and she walked the house. And basically, it's gone. There's nothing else here anymore. How they do this is beyond me. It's crazy.
Well, and when you have something that is almost very specific to a location as to where you picked it up at, as if it's been residing there for many, you know, many decades. This is just an opinion question. I mean, does it then return back to where you found it? Does it find its way back home, or is it just, you know, it's out on the sidewalk, it's out on the curb, and now it's got to, you know, GPS itself back to where it is? Or does it just end up wandering around the neighborhood until it finds somebody else to attach itself to?
Yeah, holding its luggage, standing out there at the corner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I asked her, and I'm like, so where, once you get rid of it, where does it go? She said a lot of times it goes back to where it came from, or it's just not there anymore. So maybe there's two ways. Like, maybe you get rid of it and it goes back to the location, or it just goes away. I don't know. It's really hard to tell.
You're not here to say here's exactly what happens, because no one really knows. It's just interesting. I mean, it sounds like you really understand kind of what your role is in the world of paranormal investigating, and in part of someone trying to get rid of something and trying to get help. You're the one who wants, you're helping to diagnose the problem. You're not there to treat the problem or to fix the problem if someone's viewing it as a problem. But you're there to say, yep, I can tell you there is something going on here as an outside voice, an outside opinion. But beyond that, it's going to take powers beyond me to either rid it, to calm it, to do things like that. But you're pretty confident in your abilities of what your role is in the whole circle of investigating the spirit world.
Yes. I mean, you know, we could find out something there. Let me call this person. It's one of those things, like, you know, okay, I need another tool. Hey, I need your help here. And they will help. Yes. They will help get rid of it. Like another place in Newark, woman calls me up during the pandemic. It's like, I need you to come to the house. There's something talking to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like talking back and forth. And I was like, talking back and forth, what's going on? She's like, I don't know. She's like, sitting in her, like, sleeping, and all of a sudden she wakes up and starts talking to somebody. And I'm like, okay. So we go investigate the house, and we had a nice setup. It was out in her garage, and we had cameras running through the house. And so we're going through the house, and one of my investigators said, hey, maybe we should do an EVP session. And I'm sitting in one of the bedrooms, and I didn't say anything. And all of a sudden you hear, yeah. And he's like, did you just say yeah? I said, no. He's like, it sounded like you. So basically, it mocked my voice to make it sound like me. I was like, dude, I didn't say anything, man.
Yeah.
And so basically, going through the whole house, we got EVPs, we got good stuff. And at close to the end of the night, I went in by myself and I started asking questions like, hey, are you the person talking to the little girl? And the voice I got was, yes. You need to stop talking to this girl because it's scaring everybody in the house. You need to leave. And after that, I got a hold of her like 2 weeks later. I was like, how is everything? And she's like, everything's gone. There's nothing else here. Nothing is happening. So, you know,
sometimes, you know, sometimes the big guns don't need to be brought out. Sometimes it's just simply asking whatever it is to comply with, right, with someone's wishes. And that seems to work. And it's, you know, to me, the first time I heard that, I thought, well, that sounds completely ridiculous. But it seems to be one of the most common things that are done that actually work, you know, without a massive battle. You hear of that working, you know, much more frequently than, you know, multiple exorcisms or things of that nature, trying to get something to leave. Because sometimes they may have the same understanding and will as the living do, and they didn't realize they were being as much of a nuisance or a scare as they were, and they respect that. But that's not obviously always the case.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was a harmful entity or anything like that. It was just basically sitting there playing with the child, playing with her toys with her, and talking to her. And it didn't do any harm. Didn't do any harm to the family or anything. And, you know, I was like, you need to leave. You cannot stay in this house. This is not your house. I don't know where you came from or if you lived here at one point in time. But you really need to leave. You are scaring this child. And then I called like 2 weeks later, and she's like, there's nothing going on. There's absolutely nothing here anymore.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Joe Campbell about investigating the dead. A big thank you to him for sharing his experiences with us on today's program. And a big thank you to you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for the support.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.